Empowering beliefs increase my strength and energy. They get me going and keep me going when the going gets tough. Empowering beliefs put me in control of my life. They authorize me to move in the direction of my dreams. Only one person needs to give me permission to go for my dreams, and that's the person I see when I look in the mirror. My life is mine alone, and that grants me all the authority I need to do what I want to do and be all that I can be. My empowering beliefs enable me to ignore the rejection and temporary setbacks that I experience on the path to my dreams. When the going gets tough, I keep on keeping on. I dig in and keep pushing toward the goal line. I never quit because I may be only 1 yard away from making a touchdown. If I'm on the 1 yard line and quit, then I lose. If I'm on the 1 yard line and persist, then I will win. I will never quit working on my dreams. The first rule of desert travel is never go alone. The Green Land Rover Defender is breaking the rule in this picture by making a solo 100-kilometer off-road trip into volcano land. Why did we break the rule? First, it was the middle of the Arabian winter, and there was zero chance that we would die of thirst as long as we stayed with our vehicle. We had 200 liters of water in the car, and we could have lasted a month without outside help if the Defender had broken down. Second, approximately every 20 kilometers along the desert track, there was an isolated Bedouin family living in a camel hair tent, and if we needed help, we could hike back to the last set of tents to get assistance. There was zero risk of hyperthermia or dehydration at that time of year. Third, if we needed assistance, we could start a fire and burn a spare tire, sending up a billowing black smoke signal for all to see. Every Bedouin for miles around would come to see what was causing the smoke. Fourth, our vehicle was in excellent condition with 2 spare tires, and we had plenty of fuel in reserve. Fifth, I speak some Arabic, and I worked at King Khalid Eye Specialist Hospital in Riyadh. Bedouins all over Arabia had friends and relatives operated on at our hospital, and it's likely that the local people would have an extremely positive attitude toward us because we worked at the eye hospital. The trip turned out to be great. We enjoyed the volcanoes, the lava tubes, and the stark beauty that was all around. The biggest risk on this trip is problems with the tires. The sharp volcanic rock is not only abrasive, it can also cut through the sidewalls. One of our friends who made the same trip suffered with 4 flat tires, and he had to wait while someone drove to a nearby small town to purchase replacement tires. We gave ourselves permission to venture alone off-road in this sparsely populated patch of desert. Although this undertaking was not without risk, the risk appeared manageable, and we had reasonable contingency plans in the event of a problem. Getting permission to live your dreams is hard, especially when you feel like you need the permission of other people. Fortunately, the only permission you really need is from the person you see when you look in the mirror. If the person in the mirror says it's okay, then you have all the permission necessary to live your dreams. Permission rituals offer tailor-made excuses that guarantee you will never live your dreams. If you don't want to live your dreams, ask permission from your family, from your friends, from the boss, or the big boss, which is the government. If you look hard enough, you will find dozens of reasons why your dreams are a bad idea and why they are impossible. The only person you must consult about your dreams is the person you see when you look in the mirror. If you have that person's permission, then you have all the permission you need to start working on your dreams.